Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you very much for joining us for Ramadan with Qalam tonight as we recite and reflect upon the 15th juz of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. It is an amazing blessing to be able to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is an amazing blessing to be able to reflect upon them, contemplate on them, and talk about how we can make them part of our life, inshallah ta'ala. So thank you for joining me, alhamdulillah. Thank you for joining Qalam. We appreciate you taking out the time to be with us this evening, inshallah. We know how valuable every moment in Ramadan is. And so we're extremely grateful for you being with us, spending the time with us as we reflect on the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. I want to give a special shout out and thanks to Helping Hand. They do amazing work around the world with relief and development, and they help to bring this program to you tonight. I also want to take the time to thank our reciter for tonight, Imam Muhammad Herbert, who this is my second time sharing the platform with him. Alhamdulillah, he is a graduate of the Qalam Alamiya program. Alhamdulillah, he is a hafiz of Quran from he finished his Quran under Qadi Zahid, correct, Muhammad, in Baltimore, mashallah ta'ala. And now he is serving the community of Tulsa, Oklahoma, mashallah, serving the youth there, just serving the community, mashallah, doing an amazing job there. So we are honored and blessed to have you with us this evening, Imam Herbert, jazakallah khair for being with us.
Sheikh, the pleasure and the honor is all mine.
So inshallah, we'll begin our recitation of Surah Bani Israel or Surah Al-Isra, inshallah ta'ala. Nabda, bifadlillah, bismillah.
Surah Al-Isra, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa allazi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas samiul basir wa atayna Musa alkitaba waja'alnahu hudan libani Israila alla tattakhidhu min duni wakila dhurriyata man عملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرة ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا إن أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
سورة الإسراء, an amazing surah that you can only truly appreciate this surah when we connect it to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just lost his beloved wife and support, Khadija. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also just lost Abu Talib. He's gone to Ta'if and been rejected. He's at the lowest of lows, and is at that moment when we're at our lowest point. It's at that moment when we are at our lowest point that we should always expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift us up. But this lifting up isn't a normal lifting up. Normally we lift someone up off the ground, we stand them on their feet. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't just lift him up on his feet. He lifted him on the Buraq, and the Buraq took him to Masjid al-Aqsa, to Jerusalem, the furthest masjid, the third holiest place in Islam. And here we see the connection of Islam with the previous books, with the previous nations. And from there, the Prophet ﷺ was told, your journey isn't over yet. See, when you struggle for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor you. He sees your struggle. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes the Prophet ﷺ after the night journey for Mi'raj, through the seven heavens. And it was in these seven heavens, all the way up at the top, where the Prophet ﷺ was given a gift. It was a gift. It was a gift for him, and it was a gift for his ummah. It is a gift for me and you. It is the gift of salah. See, the Prophet ﷺ got mi'raj. The mi'raj is like a ladder ascending up. But what do we get? We get that mi'raj too, but it's through our salah. It's through our salah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand that in those hard moments, it's only a little bit of time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts us to those highest ranks, inshaAllah ta'ala. We're also told about Bani Israel on this page, and how when we turn away from Allah, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we're opening up the door for punishment for our own selves. May Allah protect us.
عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا.
In verse number 13 that we just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَكُلُّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرُهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, that every single human being walking around with them, accompanying them everywhere they go, is their book of good deeds. You can't escape it. The angels are writing down everything that you're doing, and that book is accompanying you every step you take. Every move you make, the book is there with you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and we shall bring this book back out for him. كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ, he'll find this book just laying before him open. Imam Qurtubi, he says here, Imam Asfahani, he actually says that every illiterate person will know how to read at that moment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say these words. And these are the words that should really shake you to your core when you contemplate on him. Allah will say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ, you read your own book. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes when I got a bad report card and it came in the mail, my mother wouldn't read it to me. My mother would hand it to me and she would say, Michael, you read this report card. Boy, I tell you, those were the most, whoo, I can't even explain it, man, subhanAllah. Because when someone else is reading, you can maybe say something. But when you yourself are reading the proof against you, what can you say? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I'm not going to read this. The angels aren't going to read this. You, Abdullah, now you put your name there, brothers and sisters. Mikael, you read this book. And then Allah says, kafa bi nafsika al-yawm alayka hasiba. You are enough. You are enough today to judge yourself. And then my mother used to say, did you do good? You see these grades, did you do good? Exact, subhanAllah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. But subhanAllah, that's terrifying if we think about that book will be opened and Allah will say, اقرأ, now you read. What do you see there? May Allah let us be conscious of that book with us. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, if you're just conscious of the presence of those angels and conscious of the fact that everything's being recorded, all of your actions change completely. It's only when we're heedless of that reality that we slip up. Allah give us tawfiq.
من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذورا وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا وإما تعرضن عنهم ابتغاء رحمة من ربك ترجوها فقل لهم قولا ميسورا ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورا.
On this page, brothers and sisters, is a very powerful, we're reading a Meccan surah, and Meccan surahs are very, very powerful in the imagery that they're able to create. In this one page, there is so much. Man kanu yuridu al-ajila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is yuridu, desires, ajil, the thing that's immediate gratification. Man kan yuridu al-ajila, whoever wants things right now. Ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha. We give him whatever they want. We give it all to them. You can have it right now. Liman nurid, thumma ja'alna lahu jahannam. But what's coming after is the hellfire. يَصْلَهَا مَذْمُومَ مَذْهُورًا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. But whoever wants what comes later, whoever can delay gratification, whoever can look forward to what's coming later, delay the now and look for what's coming later, the year after. وَسَعَى لَهَا. And this is the key that we have to really contemplate. Struggle, struggle, struggle. It's a part of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not enough to want Jannah, guys. It's not enough to say, I want it, I want it. مَنْ أَرَادَ الْأَخِرَةَ. Number one, whoever wants Akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا. Whoever struggles for it. سَعْيَهَا. As is due. Struggle the right way. Don't make your own way to the Akhirah. Follow the Sunnah, as Imam Qurtubi says. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. All while you have faith. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It is these people who their struggles are appreciated. So beautiful, beautiful verses. There's another one I want to reflect on, which is Undur Kaifa. Allah says, look how we gave some people in this world preference over others. Right? You see some people, mashallah, they're ballers. They got everything. And other people, subhanAllah, miskeen, nothing. Nothing. Allah says, وَلِلْ آخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتُ وَأَكْبَرُ أَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. The akhirah is even more of a discrepancy. Even more, it'll be even more drastic difference between the haves and the have-nots in the hereafter. And then there's beautiful verses about the rights of our parents. Allah says, don't even say, oof. You know, now having a child now, it's a different feeling. When now you say, you know, to your child, hey, can you go get this? And they go, ah, I feel what this means. It's a whole different feeling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who respect and honor our parents, inshallah ta'ala. Faddal.
Inna rabbaka yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Innahu kana bi'ibadihi khabiran basira. Wa la taqtulu awladakum khashyata imlaqin. Nahnu narzuquhum wa iyyakum. Inna qatlahum kana khit'an kabira. Wa la taqrabu az-zina. Innahu kana fahishatan wa sa'a sabila. Wa la taqtulu an-nafsa allati harramallahu illa bil-haqq. ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا إنه كان منصورا ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا وأوفوا الكيل إذا كلتم وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك مكروها ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا أفأصفاكم ربكم بالبنين واتخذ من الملائكة إناثا إنكم لتقولون قولا عظيما.
SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us how to walk on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk arrogantly on the earth. Don't walk proud and boastfully on the earth. Why? The imagery here, subhanAllah, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. You can't break through the ground. And وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ تُولَ. And you can't even reach the heights of mountains, meaning you miskeen individual, you know, subhanAllah, I'll speak quietly because my children are kind of not almost falling asleep. You know, sometimes you'll see a child throw a temper tantrum and they'll stomp on the ground. And if you think of this verse, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ, You can't break through the ground. Your foot will break before the ground breaks. Have a little humility inside of you. And you're only this big. How are you having a temper tantrum? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, stay humble. Stay humble. Stay humble. Then there's another verse. Allah says, wa awful kayla idha kiltum. And pay full when you owe something. When you weigh things out, pay full. Wazinu bil qistas. And always weigh things with an even scale. Many times we have double standards. We judge ourselves one way, but we judge other people by a different scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. Have one scale. Wazinu bil qistasil mustaqim. Keep a straight scale, and that's how you judge, you weigh things. Dalika khair. That is better. That is better. Wa ahsanu ta'wila. We'll stop there. There's so many beautiful verses, but alhamdulillah, let's listen to more, inshallah. Let's listen to more, inshallah.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذًا لَّابْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا وجعلنا على قلوبهم مكنة أن يفقهوا وفي آذانهم وقرا وإذا ذكرت ربك في القرآن وحده ولوا على أدبارهم نفورا نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم فسيقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغضون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متاه قل عسى أن يكون
Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains to us why when we find ourselves in the remembrance of Allah, a peace and tranquility comes over us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْوَ الْأَضُ وَنْ فِيهِنْ. The heavens, the seven heavens and everything in them glorify Allah. And then Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا There is nothing in the universe on earth. There is nothing that exists except that it glorifies your Lord. وَلَكِنْ إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّي بِحَمْدِ Except that it glorifies and praises Him. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ However, it is, you don't understand how they do tasbih. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes you're sitting in your backyard, you hear the birds chirping, or, you know, you see different insects doing things. You hear the crickets. You hear these different things. Think of this verse. Allah says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ Everything praises Allah, but you just don't understand how they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful verse here. There's another one I want to reflect on. Let's read another page, inshallah.
يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا ربكم أعلم بكم إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض ولقد فضل صلى بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا.
On the previous page, we looked at a verse and we recited a verse, وَإِذَا قَرَتَ الْقُرْآنَ. This verse speaks about how we're not all the same when it comes to our receptivity to good, our receptivity to khair. Sometimes we've done actions that can actually prevent us from receiving that rahmah. And to remove that blockage, we have to turn to Allah, do tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness to open our heart. In regarding that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, وَإِذَا قَرَتَ الْقُرْآنَ. When you recite the Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ hijab, we place a barrier between you and those who don't believe when you recite the Quran. Because the Prophet was, the believers would hear the Quran, the Prophet would hear the verses, and they're like, why aren't these people believing? And Allah's saying, no, there's something blocking them. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّا. Their hearts have become sealed. أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ. So they can't understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرَىٰ. And their ears are burdened down, so they're not listening. So the heart is sealed, the ears are stuffed, they can't hear this message. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. When you mention your Lord, they just flee, they turn away, they don't want to hear this message. So the lesson we learn from this is that we should be praying to Allah, oh Allah, open my heart for the Quran. Oh Allah, whatever it is I have done that has blocked me from seeing the nur, from getting the benefit. Oh Allah, please forgive me for those actions and allow my heart to be open for the message of the Quran. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And last thing, we recited, وَكُلِّ عِبَادِ يَكُولُ لَتِي أَحْسَنِ. Speak good. Allah just reminds us, speak good. Why? Sometimes you say something jokingly, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And Shaitan uses that one joke to create rifts in the community. So be careful about our words, inshallah. Fadda.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ لَئِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا قَالَ اذْهَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاؤُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَّوْفُورًا وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا ربكم الذي يسجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما وإذا مسكم الضر في البحر ضل من تدعون إلا إياه فلما نجاكم إلى البر أعرضتم وكان الإنسان كفورا أفأمنتم أن يخسف بكم جانب البر أو يرسل عليكم حاصبا ثم لا تجدوا لكم وكيلا أم أمنتم أن يعيدكم فيه تارة أخرى فيرسل عليكم قاصفا من الريح فيغرقكم بما كفرتم ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعا.
Well, how would we act if we knew there was someone after us trying to get us? Someone who felt that we were their worst enemy and they would do anything to destroy us. And in fact, they've sacrificed everything in order just to destroy us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about Shaitan and that we should take him seriously. We should take him seriously in what he's trying to actually do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ. Here, in this verse, Allah speaks about all of the ways in which Shaytan is just coming after us. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُ بِصَوْتِكَ. Use your voice as much as you can against them. وَاجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ. Use your horsemen against them, your cavalry. وَرَجِلِكَ. Use your foot soldiers against them. And so what we're learning here is like, there's a war after us. There's someone who is going after us with everything they've got. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to him, use everything you got, go after them. Why? Because inna ibadi, my true servants, you'll never be able to touch them. You'll never be able to touch them. You'll never be able to touch them. So the first thing I want us to reflect on is just realize how serious this is. Shaytan wants nothing more than to end up in hell. And so take that serious, realize that no, this is no joke. And but if you're a true servant of Allah, there's nothing to worry about. You'll be good. Fadl, fadl.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْصِيلًا يَوْمَ نَدْعُو أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا وإن كادوا ليستفزونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا ولولا أن ثبتنا لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة والممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا ولئن شئنا لنذهبن بالذي أوحينا إليك ثم لا تجد لك به علينا وكيلا إلا رحمة من ربك إن فضله كان عليك كبيرا قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا ولقد صرفنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل أبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا.
So we're reminded again in the two pages we just recited about that book again. And the reason we're being reminded about this so much is when we have that in the front of our minds, when we're able to think about the fact that these deeds are being recorded, it has a unimaginable impact or influence on our behavior and behavior modification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِ whoever is given their book in their right hand. And this is referring to the hadith or the Prophet ﷺ says that when we have already been resurrected, all of the books of deeds will then be sent out to each person, and your book will find you, and your book will either come to you in your right hand. And if your book comes in your right hand, then you will know that you are successful. You passed. You will be happy, and you will turn around shouting, "Uqra'u kitabiya." Look, I got my book. I got my book. The same way we are when we graduate and we get our diploma, that joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَيْكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابًا. These people will read their book. They will really read their book. Look, remember this day of qiyam. Remember this day of standing and fasting. Remember this day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. But whoever is blind in this dunya. Whenever Allah speaks of blindness in the Quran, it's almost always referring to a spiritual blindness. When the hearts don't have basira. See, there's two types of sight. There's eyesight in Arabic, which is basar, and there's the sight of the heart, which is called basira. And we ask Allah to give us basira, and basira is your ability to see things as they are. And when basira is combined with revelation, it is nur ala nur. And then we also recited a verse, wa nunazzilu min al-Quran, and we send from the Quran that which is a cure. When we speak of the Quran being a cure, what we're speaking of is the spiritual ailments that we have that make our character really bad. Though it's a cure for those things. It will help us rid ourselves of those things when we combine it with action. Not just reading, but action. Wa rahma and mercy. It's a shifa, number one. Number two, it is a mercy. Lil mu'mineen. Wa la yazeedu dhalimina illa khasara. Fadda.
أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا ومن يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد لهم أولياء من دونه ونحشرهم يوم القيامة على وجوههم عميا وبكما وصما مأواهم جهنم كلما خبت زدناهم سعيرا ذلك جزاؤهم بأنهم كفروا بآياتنا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض قادر على أن يخلق مثلهم وجعل لهم أجلا لا ريب فيه فأبى الظالمون إلا كفورا قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان قتورا.
This page ends with a very powerful verse that speaks about in nature. Humans, we have a tendency to always want to hold on to things. We're not able to let go of things and let them be and go on their own. We want to hold on to it as much as possible. And to really drive that fact of human nature home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, قُلْ O Muhammad, say to them, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي. That if you were in control of, if Allah had given you control over the treasures of the mercy of Allah, if you had that. Now, those are limitless. Allah's treasures of mercy are limitless. They can never end. But Allah says the human nature is such that إِذَنْ لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ. Even then you would hold back out of fear of spending. Meaning this is just our human nature, always holding back. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. And it's insan is always holding back, stingy, trying to hold on to everything. We have to learn to let go. We have to learn to let go and let Allah. Sometimes just let go and give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just how strong the example is that Allah gives. Like when the Quran says, ولو اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن. As we just read, if all the ins and jinn got together to bring something like this Quran, brothers and sisters, it's these powerful rhetorical verses that leave such an impact on your heart when you read them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has challenged humanity in saying, bring something as powerful, as profound, and as meaningful and life-changing as what's been revealed here. Jazakumullah khair, fadda.
Sheikh, inshallah, in this coming page, we have a sajda.
Oh yes, brothers and sisters, there's a sajda verse. So we're going to remind everyone to do the sajda after we've completed the entire juz. Please do not forget to do that sajda, inshallah. Go ahead, Father.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَن مَّعَهُ جَمِيعًا قلنا من بعده لبني إسرائيل اسكنوا الأرض فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة جئنا بكم لفيفا وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبله إذا يتلى عليهم يخرون للأذقان سجدا ويقولون سبحان ربنا إن كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
As we know, the Quran was not revealed at one time. It was revealed over the course of 23 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the verses we just recited. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقَنَّاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. And this Quran, we separated it. We revealed it over time so that you can read it over the people عَلَى مُكْثٍ, with time spacing it out. They could listen to the verse, think about it, reflect over it. And then a few weeks later, maybe another verse was revealed over time, spaced out. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And we brought it down slowly. This slow revelation of the Quran gave the Sahaba the ability to really, really bring the verses within their hearts as they were being revealed. And this is something we should reflect on. It's not always about the quantity of Quran that you read, but the quality and the slowness with which you digest and bring in those verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes has to remind us about the fact of the matter and the reality. Allah says, say to them, O Muhammad, aminu bihi aw la tu'minu. You can believe in this Quran or you cannot believe in it. Like those phrases are strong phrases. And I think when we read them, we should read them with that strength. Kul aminu bihi aw la tu'minu. Allah says, say to them, O Muhammad, believe in it or don't believe in it. Why? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Because those who were given knowledge before you, that when they hear it, they fall down on their chins in sajda. وَيَقُولُ. And they say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا. Our Lord's promise has been fulfilled. Allah is saying, with all due respect, Allah doesn't need us, guys. We need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. آمِنُ بِهِ أَوْلَا تُؤْمِنُ. Because there are people who have knowledge. When they hear this Quran, they're like, SubhanAllah, that's the haq right there. We've been waiting for this our whole lives. That's the haq right there. And so Allah says, يَخِرُونَ لِلْأَثْقَانِ. They fall down on their faces. يَبَكُونَ. Crying before Allah. And their fear and awe of Allah is increased. Now the one last thing before we switch into the next surah, Suratul Kahf, I want you to look at the connection between verses. The last verse, if we could scroll back just to the, I don't know if it's possible to scroll back to the last verse. If not, it's okay. The last verse of the surah that we just looked at, it says, O Muhammad, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. say alhamdulillah. It's okay. Susanna. It's fine. Say kul alhamdulillah. It says say alhamdulillah. Now, how does the first next surah begin? Sheikhna, how does the next surah begin?
Alhamdulillah.
Allah Akbar. Allah said in the end of the one surah, say alhamdulillah. And as soon as the next surah began, the first thing we said was alhamdulillah. The way the Quran comes together is beautiful. We are beginning Surah Al-Kahf. This is an azim surah of the Quran. This is an azim, an amazing surah of the Quran, which the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the regular reading of it. Why should we read it regularly? Because the lessons are profound. The lessons are about avoiding fitna. The lessons are about the reality of this hayat dunya. And the lessons are about remaining humble. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who reads this, the narrations are in various books of hadith, that the reciter of this regularly will be protected from the Dajjal, the Antichrist. So this is a surah that we should read regularly. One of my favorite hadith says, the one who reads it, they will have a nur for them for the next week, continuing forward until they read it again. A special nur, light, just because of this surah. Let's listen to Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala. Many examples and lessons. We won't have the time to break everything down, but let's go through it, inshallah.
سورة الكهف بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمر رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
So on this page, there's one or two verses I want to highlight in the story of Kahf, which its name is given. We'll look at the next page. There's a verse here that talks about the Prophet ﷺ's inner state when he was giving da'wah. Allah says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. It is as if you're going to destroy yourself with grief, O Muhammad, after them, following after these people, if they don't believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, consoling him, don't worry, you're doing your best, you're doing your best, you're doing your best. It was troubling him so much that people weren't believing. And so I think we need to reflect on the inner state and the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emotionally. What was he going through as he's trying to give this message and people weren't responding? It was tearing him up inside. It was very hard. And so these verses were revealed, telling him, you know, relax. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But notice the effort to guide people. It's amazing. And then last thing on this page is, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. Allah reminds us, this is a test. I think a lot of times we just need to remember that. If we wake up in the morning and just say, I'm here as a test, it will put things in perspective. And that's what Allah says, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. You're here for only one reason, to be tested. May Allah make it easy for us.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنكم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون
يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولا ملئت منهم رعبا وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن نبيكم أحدا إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا وكذلك عثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا ابنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was often challenged by the Jews of Medina regarding certain stories from the previous nations, and they would come and ask him these questions to test his validity, see if he was true. One of them, he was asked about the sleepers of the cave, sometimes known as the seven sleepers, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first opening few pages, which we just recited, regarding the story in much detail. Putting all of the detail aside about the story, I think the primary lesson that we can take from the story of the seven sleepers is that there was a group of young men who were tired of the fitna of their time. They knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew they wanted to devote their lives to Allah, but their environment was one of immense fitna. And so they realized that we got to get out of here. And so all they could do was run away to a cave nearby and just stay in the cave. And hopefully that would be some type of protection for them. Well, it was a protection because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to use them as an example that when you flee fitna for the sake of Allah, Allah's got your back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Allah will be there for you. And the miraculous events of these seven sleepers, which is narrated in the Quran and other previous scriptures as well, is what is mentioned here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them and they became people of respect and honor. But at that time, they were just some, you know, young whippersnappers that didn't want to, you know, get with the rest of the crew. And they were tired of the shirk, so they just completely got away. The lesson for us is in the of the wasiya, fatuhajru fiha. The earth is vast. If you're in a place where you can't worship Allah and it's tough, then make dua that Allah allow you to get to somewhere where you can. And do whatever you can within your means to put yourself in an environment that is better for your faith. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا 9 قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عينك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا.
Allahu Akbar. This page begins with a reminder of saying inshallah with every action. I think it's important for us to truly, when we say inshallah, really mean inshallah. What does inshallah mean? It means if Allah wills this thing, if Allah knows it to be good for me, then it will happen. Many times, what this can do for us, if we say it with meaning and intent, it can allow ourselves to think for a moment that it may not happen. Now, it may happen, it may not, but just by saying inshallah, I've opened my heart to the possibility that it won't happen. Now, if it doesn't happen, it hurts a little less. Why? Because I already primed myself. I've already said inshallah. And when I said inshallah, I didn't just say it because that's my, you know, I just say it inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. No, I said inshallah, if Allah wills for this, so be it. I've reserved myself. I've held myself back that, you know what? I'm going to go and do this thing if God wills, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Now, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't hurt as much because at the end, right when it was starting, I held back and said, you know what? It may not happen. It still is mawquf. It's still waiting for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَعَلَ ذَٰلِكَ غَدَىٰ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Don't say I'm doing anything tomorrow except that you say inshallah ta'ala. Psychologically, there are immense benefits to you saying it with meaning. And then the next thing, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, a very powerful verse for spiritual rectification. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Keep yourself patiently around those people who call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night and they want Allah. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And don't let your eyes go beyond them. This verse, subhanAllah, my teachers would read this verse to us over and over again. That look, be patiently, hold yourself to be around people of Allah. Be with them, sit with them, stay with them, you know, do whatever, be around them. Don't let your eyes go beyond them. No, stay with them. And don't obey those people whose hearts are just following their desires. But wasbir nafsak is a very powerful phrase because it means, yeah, you might want to get up and go somewhere else and chill with some cooler crew or go somewhere else. No, stay with the people who are calling upon Allah. The sha'n and nuzul of this, by the way, the reason it was revealed, I'll say very briefly and quickly because of time, is because the leaders of the Quraysh didn't want to hang around with the low people of Mecca. And so they would say, you know, Muhammad, we like what you're saying, but we don't want to be around these people. So, you know, can we have another gathering? Can we have a more like, you know, private spot for us? We're a little more elite. Allah said no to the Prophet. No, stay with these pious people. Don't worry about them. If they want to come, they can come to our gathering. But don't ever leave these people. Fadda.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا واضرب لهم مثل رجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
In these last two pages that we just recited, an important few verses, Meccan verses that we're reading, is very powerful, reminding us to reflect on Jannah and reflect on the hellfire. There are very specific details mentioned about Jannah, mentioned about the hellfire, and it's very powerful spiritually when we reflect on that by ourselves, no one else around, reflecting on these verses that speak about those realities. Now, the next thing that we've recited is a parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And I'm going to go into more detail as Sheikhna, he recites a bit more. When he goes into this, I'm going to explain it a bit more. But it's basically a story about the harms of entitlement. Entitlement is a sick disease of the heart. Entitlement is a sick disease that we should never, ever build within ourselves and anyone in our families. We shouldn't let our children get these senses, feeling of entitlement, because entitlement destroys progress, and especially spiritual progress. Let's read one more page and I'll reflect on entitlement.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح سعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي قاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم
So this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is about two men who owned gardens. And very briefly, because of time, what happens is one of them, their garden, they end up having two gardens and the other one doesn't have even one. And his gardens are just bringing so much fruit and so much everything. They're doing amazing. And there comes a point where Allah blesses you, and then this shaitan or your nafs comes to make you think that you deserve this. Like, you've worked for all of this. This is really going to hit home for some of us. Yes, you're successful. Yes, you're successful. Yes, you're successful. But your success is by Allah. Don't forget that. And so he starts to gloat about, man, this is so, look at all things, everything I got. This is amazing. So, and he's going. And then he's like, this isn't going anywhere. I'm always going to have this. He's entitled. Then he goes, you know, even if I die, Allah will give me this in Jannah. Entitled. His friend is a good friend. And his friend says, whoa, bro, chill out. Akafarta biladhi khalaqaka? Don't forget where you came from. Like, don't forget your origins. You may be successful today, Dr. Saab. You know, you may be successful today. But where did you come from, bro? Like, think about where you were in undergrad. Like, you were struggling and Allah brought you up. So think about that for a moment. And his friend says, Allah brought you up. Remember that. And the story goes, as it goes forward, he came in one day and it was gone. Everything's gone. Everything's wiped out. and now he's remorseful. So the point I just want us to reflect on is if Allah has blessed you, take the moment to pause and say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, this is only from you. Just pause and say, this is only from you. This is not from me. This is not from me. This is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khair.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة وكبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنتم متخذ المضلين عضدا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم واقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
The imagery of the Quran is intense. You know, subhanAllah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts things together, you really have to close your eyes and just see it. You know, just see it in your head. The mountains will be wiped away. The earth will be just flat. We'll gather everyone together. No one's left behind. Picture it. They'll be presented to Allah in rows. Just see it in your head. You're there. You're in the rows. You're in that row. You're coming by yourself before Allah. Come forward. Your name is called. Come forward. Allah says, and you thought this appointment was never going to come. Just out of nowhere, Allah says that. Then your book is placed in front of you. Bam, it's right there again. Third time today, we're talking about the book of deeds. The book is placed in front of you. Creation is all behind you. Allah is before you. The angels are before you. Everyone can see everything that you've done in your entire life. The hadith says, "Tu'radul hayat sa'atin sa'atin." The entire creation will watch your life play before them moment by moment by moment by moment by moment. Think about that powerfully. Then Allah says, وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ مُشْفِقِينَ مُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي the criminals, those who committed crimes against Allah. Not against the state. Against Allah. Some of those don't get charged, no matter who they kill. But وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي they're frightened by what they see in those books. Right in front of them, frightened. يَقُولُونَ I'm reading this slow because it's powerful. They will say, Ya waylatana mali hadha al-kitab. Oh my God, what type of book is this? Oh my God, mali hadha al-kitab. What type of book is this? La yugadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. It hasn't left out any small or big deed. It's all in here. Let that sit for a moment, brothers and sisters. What type of book are we presenting on Yawm al-Qiyamah? What type of book are we presenting on Yawm al-Qiyamah? And then Allah says, وَوَجِدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا They will find all that they did present right there next to them. Right next to them. They want that stuff away? No, it's right there in front of them. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make it easy for us. Let's read our last two pages. Fadla. Bismillah.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّن ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ قلوبهم أكنة إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا
Last page, Bismillah.
قال أرأيت إذا وينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلم مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال خرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا
ما شاء الله بارك الله فيك. Thank you everyone for joining us. We ended with the story of Musa and Khidr. We just started the story, so I'm going to leave it to tomorrow's instructor to go into more detail about the subtleties of this story, amazing story. The primary lesson for me from Musa and Khidr is don't judge things by the external. There's always deeper hikmah behind the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for spending your night with us. We know how valuable the time in Ramadan is. And we ask Allah to put barakah in all of our times in Ramadan. And we want to thank you for being with us. Brothers and sisters, we're only about $2,000 short of our goal. If everyone who's on our live stream right now, there's about 250 people, go to supportqalam.com and just give $5. We'd be at that goal. So please, if you can, brothers and sisters, go that extra mile. Please help us reach our goal so that we can continue to do these programs and things like these throughout the year, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, again, thank you so much for joining us. Imam Herbert, thank you, man. Jazakallah khair.
Oh, yeah. Your my pleasure, my honor.
May Allah accept, may Allah accept, may Allah accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our hearts with the Quran. We ask Allah to make the Quran rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina. We ask Allah to make the Quran the spring of Allah, to make the Quran the spring of our hearts in the light of our chest. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us the tawfiq and the ability to recite your Quran. Ana ilayhi wa ana nahar. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us and accept whatever we have done today for your pleasure. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Bi rahmatika Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-musaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khair everyone. And we will see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.